I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Fear rises in Iran as officials tear down camps and force thousands of Afghan refugees across the border. The situation remains fluid, and gospel workers warn against misinformation regarding Afghan Christians. An Afghan pastor partnering with Heart for Iran says many people call themselves Christians just to get help, leading to false reports. Heart for Iran's Mike Ansari.
There's a lot of fog. There's a lot of noise. The intentions are good, but there's a lot of confusion. Go to consultants, go to people who are working in the ground with Afghans or are dealing with the refugees.
We've listed a few in the full report at missionnews.org, including Heart for Iran. They just received a $15,000 matching grant to fuel work in Afghanistan and Iran. Now that you know, please ask the Lord how He wants you to respond. And a significant milestone awaits One Children's Ministry. 2021 is a special birthday year for Keys for Kids Radio. Greg Yoder of Keys for Kids Ministries.
We are almost 30 years old, believe it or not. It started off as the Children's Sunshine Network and then changed to His Kids Radio. And then it was generously donated to Keys for Kids Ministries 6-7 years ago.
Even though the station is 3 decades old now, it's still relevant and engaging to the next generation. And the best part?
Kids are being introduced to Jesus almost on a weekly, if not a daily basis, as we're studying the Word together, or we'll teach them the books of the Bible.
Learn more about Keys for Kids Radio at missionnews.org.
We know that if we can reach a kid and disciple them between their 4th and 14th birthday, chances are they're going to be rooted in their faith.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Please consider giving today. Look for the Support M&N tab at missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.